This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, as we like to say here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We're doing the live Saturday edition of this program. There's actually 7 nights a week that we do this show. Mark, you do the Sunday show.
That's true.
So plenty of time for you to get your thoughts in about whatever's on your mind.
We're the hardest working guys in radio.
No, it's radio. You don't really have to work that hard.
Sit here.
855-450-FREE. But we're here, unlike a lot of talk show hosts that only want to work during the weekdays. So we'll go right into your phone calls to start things out here. But coming up, a third grader has been strip searched. Why? Well, we'll let you know. But first, Joey is in Phoenix. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Yeah, this is Joey. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, I'm not going to release the doctor's name or my name or specifically, but pretty much what I'll say is that basically the situation is that I have bipolar disorder, and I take a medicine, and it's very mild. And I take this medicine, and I work and everything else for the most part. Or I try to work when I can, and I take this medicine. And I went to the doctor, and I've seen this doctor for about 10 years, and initially he was very lenient and would prescribe me what I needed and was flexible with sort of me as a patient. And then as time went on, he became more and more rigid. And sort of my parents, and I really don't want this getting back to my parents either. And sort of my parents pay him because I don't have the money to pay him. And, so they pay him. So there's kind of,
are you on your medication right now? Because it's really hard to follow.
Focus like a laser. What is your doctor doing to you?
Wait a second. How is it? What are you having trouble following about what I'm saying?
Okay. Because at this point, Joey, over the course of...
Whoa.
Over the course of 3 minutes, you've said, I've got a doctor. I don't want my parents to find this about this. I don't want my doctors to find out about this. I don't want to find, you know, other people to find out. You haven't told us what it is.
Told you what is.
What did you call for?
To the point of, you've been kind of beating around the bush at something.
I'm trying to get to the point if you just let me get to the
point. Go ahead.
All right.
I'm running a radio show here, man.
Night, though.
We got to get to the point.
Wait a second.
Focus like a laser.
You don't have any... All right. Could you listen? So my point here is that I've... basically, he gives me a shot. That's a newer thing. They give kind of a shot, a monthly shot, and then the last few appointments, he's become more and more reluctant to tell me what he's even giving me. So
that sounds kind of creepy. Why would you continue to go to this doctor?
And I've had other doctors before, and I've had many jobs. I mean, I'm former military. Okay.
If you're, just to clarify something, Joey, if you're asking him what he's giving you and he's refusing to tell you, that's what you're saying he's doing, right?
Yeah, and I went to him last time and I asked him what dosage is it. I had to ask him repeatedly what dosage is it, and he wouldn't tell me. And I asked him over and over and over again.
Why do you continue going to this man? I mean, if you are not satisfied with the service he's providing you, why are you coming back?
I don't have any. It's financial. My parents pay him, and I can't.
So your parents wouldn't be willing to pay a different doctor who might be more upfront with you?
No. I've asked them a million times. They won't pay for anybody else.
I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, either, you know, stop going to this guy I mean, if you're uncomfortable with him, you shouldn't be going to him. And I don't know what to, I don't know what else to say. Mark, any ideas for Joey? If you guys have any ideas for Joey, feel free to call in. And good luck, Joey. Thanks for the call. I don't know what kind of medication he's on, but clearly, you know, not able to articulate very effectively. 855.
May or may not have anything to do with it.
855.
It's tough to be on the radio, too.
It is tough. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But, you know, when your medical options are limited,
you know, it's very difficult to be somebody with mental health issues. You know, he said he was in the military. I don't know if it had anything to do with it. Many people from the military are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder and these kind of things. But when you're dealing with mental health issues, people automatically assume, well, you're crazy and your doctor must be doing the right thing. Now, I mean, the evidence out there is that a great deal of the medicines that are given to people with mental health issues are ineffective at best. So
I question a lot of the diagnoses of these things also. I think that there are a lot of names that people have come up for phases that people go through in their lives, or, you know, ADD, ADHD is, I think a lot of it's very overdiagnosed. Maybe there actually is something called that out there. I believe there probably is, but I think that in a lot of cases you've got bored school children that are being called ADHD simply because they're not being challenged, for instance, in the classes in which they're attending.
I think a lot of people's minor depressions can be dealt with exercise.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of natural solutions that can be brought into play here. And, of course, the typical medical establishment, they don't go for that stuff. They go for pills and other, you know, products that are not of a natural basis. And I find those disturbing. I know that a lot of these antidepressants can cause other problems. They have effects that are very detrimental to one's well-being, which I think could lead to more depression. But in that situation, you know, that's not an easy situation to be in.
It's very difficult.
What would you recommend for Joey? 855-450-FREE. He can't afford to go to the doctor. He believes he's got this bipolar thing, and maybe he actually does. And somebody wants him to get help. He may want to get help, but he's not satisfied with the doctor that he's going to. So if he doesn't go to the doctor, his parents, you know, won't pay for the
Or he's just crazy and paranoid. You know, you don't know.
Yeah. Let's go to Bill, listening in Oregon to KMed, Medford. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, I already talked to you guys earlier.
Oh, I thought so. I'm sorry, Bill. We can't let you come back. There's only a one call per night rule here on Free Talk Live. We don't have a lot of rules, but only one call per night. No, we can't wait a minute. But what you can do, I'm going
to
put you on hold. You can still hear us then. But what you can do is you can call tomorrow night because we do this thing 7 nights a week.
Yeah, you can call from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time. 7 nights a week we do the show. Terribly sorry. It's one call per evening.
Yeah. And, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just simply because, you know, if we let the same guy call back over and over again, then it becomes the Bill Show. And this isn't anybody, this isn't the fill-in-the-blank show for anyone. That's why it's not the Mark and Ian Show. It's Free Talk Live. So you can call in once
That's why
per
people
night.
Call and say they don't even know our names. So I don't remember which one to use, whoever.
Yeah, who cares? It doesn't really matter who we are. What matters is what you have to say and what's on your mind. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's one exception to that rule, and that is if we're on the phone with you and there's some sort of technical glitch.
Yeah, it goes for fluid.
So, you know, you get a bad cell, your call drops, there's some sort of accident where something screws up and we have to lose your call, then in that case, you are always invited to call back and continue whatever conversation we're having. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But we can't, there's a certain... With each caller, there's no time limit necessarily to how long you have on Free Talk Live.
But most shows, if you're on for 3 minutes, you're a long call.
That's true.
And but you know, they we took 3 minutes business, trying to get that guy just to tell us to start his story.
Right. They say in the business that a call lasts longer than 2 minutes. That's a bad thing. I don't necessarily agree. I think that certain calls can be very interesting for an extended period of time. But it just all depends on who's talking and what they're talking about. You know, you don't want to listen to some guy saying, for 5 minutes straight. That's not going to be very interesting radio. So there are always a variety of factors coming into play on how long each call lasts. But we will put your call on the air, and you will have a shot to get what you want to say out, as long as you can actually explicate, as long as you can speak to us and be understandable, and you don't sound like you've got marbles in your mouth, or, you know, you're unintelligible. So we have to actually have to be able to communicate with you in order to have a conversation.
That's a general rule.
Not the lecture series. We want to have a conversation with you, ask questions, etc. 855-450-FREE.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfasts and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast, free shipping, shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265 and say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, doing the live Saturday edition of the program, taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got our webcam there. You can watch and listen and chat all for free. Cam.freetalklive will take you there.
If you've got issues at your home with Wi-Fi reception, meaning that, say your Wi-Fi transmitting device, your router's in one section of the house, but, when you take your laptop to other sections of the house, it doesn't work as well. Or maybe you've got two domiciles on one piece of property that share the same internet connection. Or, you could have a large house, you have a basement situation. Whatever it might be where you have Wi-Fi reception issues, you really need to know about this device that we're trying at my house. It's called the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And this thing is stunning how it will change your life. It is a device that allows you to get Wi-Fi reception for up to a mile. Now, I live out in the woods, and if I can see my neighbor's Wi-Fi internet, it's amazing. And I can see my neighbor's Wi-Fi internet. I mean, this is, they're across hills through trees. I mean, it's incredible. And so, it can go a very long ways. I don't know which particular neighbors I can see on there because, it doesn't have their address or anything. But this is an amazing device, and it really will change the way you use the internet with your Wi-Fi. It's the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, and it's made by the C Crane Company. If you're familiar with that company, you know that they make only the very best products. You can go to ccrane.com. I'm just going to give you the website because why give you a telephone number if you have internet then you can go to, if this is a concern of yours getting Wi-Fi internet then you already have the internet, so go to ccrane.com and get the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It's an amazing device. When you mention Free Talk Live when you're checking out after purchasing the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3 at ccrane.com, you'll get a free flashlight. So just mention Free Talk Live. It's a great way to get a nice little pocket flashlight. It's ccrane.com.
Let's go to the phones and the fun. Ladies first, Lynn, listening in Medford to K-Med out in Oregon. Hey, Lynn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. Go ahead.
I was listening when you were talking about the bipolar. I am bipolar, have been for about 20 years, and there is a very natural way to take care of it. No antidepressants, no medications, and, of course, not psychiatrists, because then they wouldn't have any business, right?
Yeah, sure. Tell me more. What's your solution?
Well, if you can look at it and find out everything you want to, it's on the internet. It's truehope.com.
True what?
It's just the words truehope.com.
Okay. And tell me more.
It started in Alberta, Canada. My husband and I were up there for the past 2 months and just happened to be the bed and breakfast we were staying at. The husband of the family is bipolar. And when he found out that I was, he and his wife told me about it. I looked on it, and I called them. You can just, like I said, on the internet, truehope.com. They'll give you the phone numbers and everything. And it's absolutely no medication. It's all vitamins and nutrients. And it costs probably $135 a month for all the vitamins that you need. And it's amazing.
What does that how does that compare to what you might pay for the bipolar medication, the actual, doctor-prescribed stuff?
One of the pills that I've been taking is $300 a month. That's only one. I have been taking Wellbutrin, Paxil, and Tegretol.
That all sounds very scary to me. Now, tell me more. Now, this product, and by the way, this is not some sort of product placement or anything like that. I have not. No one here has evaluated this product or anything like that. Certainly don't stand
by. I have no idea if it works, but your endorsement is your endorsement.
How long have you been on it now?
I've not been on it for very long, but they talk to you, every day, but I was on a program very similar to this probably about 15 years ago through a doctor in Southern California, and all of my mental illness symptoms completely went away. I ended up moving from there and kind of got away from the program. So when I heard of this, it was very familiar to me, and that's why I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have to, look into this. I should have never gotten away from the program because I did, and believe me, the road for a bipolar is very sad. It's very sad. It works with, it causes marital relationships not to work.
Oh, yeah. Every relationship not to work.
Right. It can ruin your life if you don't have some way for help. And like I said, this is vitamins and nutrients. My family doctor is an internist. Excuse me. And I move quite a bit. My husband travels in his work, and I travel with him. And so I see different doctors that he said.
So are you still on natural? Are you on all natural remedy right now, or are you still taking?
I'm,
allopathic medicine.
I'm in the process of switching over.
How hard is that? Is there like a weaning off process that you have to get off these official medications?
They work you through it. Every case is individual according to what medication you're taking and the strength of what you're taking and how long you've been taking it.
Interesting. Because Lynn, thanks for sharing that tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully our caller earlier was still listening and will be able to benefit from your suggestions.
I hope Billy is listening. It's like it's a completely natural.
Thanks, Lynn. I appreciate it. And you know, for anybody else that, you know, maybe not just this one website that she gave out, the True Hope,
TrueHope.com,
maybe also start looking at other options, natural, search Google for bipolar natural remedy. I imagine there are a number of different competing choices out there, and I'm sure they all have their adherence. And their, you know, people.
Detractors.
And their, and their detractors. So always, you know, do your due diligence. Take the time to look into this. Usually a good thing to do is look at the site and then look, Google that site and ask for, you know, look for experiences, look for reviews, people's experiences that aren't being posted on that one site. Because obviously, you know, TrueHope.com is going to post all the positive testimonials. Maybe there's some negative sides that we don't know about. Do your due diligence and look into it. But I think that, you know, people in these situations, if they can get off of these allopathic remedies, I don't trust the medical establishment personally. I have a real tough time just accepting whatever it is they tell me as, oh, this is the only way out of this. You've got to take our pills. That kind of scares me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I hear you. A lot of people say that they're not going to, they don't trust anything that hasn't been tested and vetted by the science that's required by the FDA. And I understand where they're coming from on that. But, you know, with the amount of money it takes to get through the FDA, there has to be a huge profit margin for these companies, and they don't want to
test. Which is, there are very few options as a result in the, you know, allopathic medicine marketplace, whereas these other companies aren't going through the FDA processes. They're just marketing their products, and they can only make so many claims about them, but who knows what kind of amazing solutions there are that haven't made it through the FDA process simply because a company can't afford to put a product through that. Let's go to Mike listening in Oklahoma City to KGWA out of Enid. Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm in Oklahoma City.
You are, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I heard a young man, Joy, and I'd like to make a couple comments here.
Very good, sir.
First of all, you've probably heard this, and I've heard it many times. I've even been diagnosed bipolar. That's kind of a catch-all. When they can't put a finger right on it, exactly what it is, and I bet if you spoke with 20 people that's been diagnosed with bipolar, they'd all have different problems.
I bet you're right about that. I know you got another point, so hang on, Mike. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plantskid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plantskid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plantskid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site. So head over there and enjoy them on us. And in fact, if you'd like, you can listen online. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, different size streams, for different bit rates of internet connections. Maybe you've got a limited signal on your cell phone and you still want to tune in. You can probably listen to the dial-up stream that way. So different streams available over at listen.freetalklive.com, and they're all free. Plus, another free way to listen, over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country. You can get the list of them over at listen.freetalklive.com. We're also available on XM Satellite Radio on two different channels throughout the week. Our webcam is available to you, as well as the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we've got a free-to-air KU-band satellite channel for you as well. Listen.freetalklive.com to get the details.
Our phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you got into your business in order to do that business and you're not really interested in doing accounts receivable and collections and all that fun work, SACL CAI can do it for you. They'll do it in a manner that, where they respect your clients. They know that not only do you need to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been sponsors of Free Talk Live for a very long time. SACL CAI.
We had a caller earlier tonight. It was Joey who had called in, and he was expressing that he's frustrated with, he's got bipolar, he's been diagnosed bipolar. The doctor he's been going to has become less communicative with him. He's not answering questions about what kind of a dosage and what medication he's even being given. He's being essentially shot up with something that he doesn't even know what it is. And I said, well, why don't you just walk away from this guy and go find a different doctor? Well, it's because his parents are paying for it, and they want him to go to this doctor. And so he's kind of stuck in a very difficult position. And we've actually had some calls, people call in, because I said, well, what should Joey do? Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a naturopath. I don't know any of these remedies.
What should Joey
do? I have no experience with them. What should, in your opinion, Joey be doing in this case? And Mike had some thoughts on being bipolar. Mike, you're in Oklahoma City, because what was proposed earlier was a natural remedy, and there probably are more than one of them available that you can look up online. But, Mike, what else did you want to share tonight?
Well, like I said, I have been diagnosed bipolar myself. I'm a veteran. And the VA is the ones that diagnosed it. When they took care of me, I was kind of felt real bad anxiety and kind of really needed the help when they helped me. Took me in for a period of time, and they took me up to where I was so happy. You could put me on stage, and I could put a show on for hours and not shut up. And then... I get out of there, and they, I had several psychiatrists working with me in that area, psychiatrists, psychologists, nutritionists, whatever, and then they put me back with my regular psychiatrist, and she started taking me off pills. Well, I could see why. I was on top of the world. Like I said, I could go to put me on stage. You know, I was ready to go. Couldn't shut up. So
she's taking you off pills. So you believe that was to make you feel worse?
Well, no. The whole thing was to get me feeling good, and then they start bringing you to a level that they feel that if they can take you off all the medication and you're okay, fine.
Okay.
But now that I've said that, because there's... That's a catch-all, like I said. It's a lot of times when they don't know what it is, they say that's what it is.
They'll call it bipolar?
Calling it bipolar, uh-huh. Yes. Now, for Joy, you heard him say he was military?
Former, yeah.
Or ex-military?
Yeah.
Well, if he's been in over 6 months, if he was in over 6 months in the military, he is classified as a veteran. And he can be a broke veteran, and that gives him complete access to the VA hospital and all of their medical care that they can give him at no cost.
Well, that's a good point, and certainly that's one of the promises they made to military members, is that they'd be taken care of. So unfortunately, he's not here for us to ask him, you know, why he hasn't gone to the VA.
Well, hopefully he's listening, and if that does pertain to him, it's time that he gets maybe the necessary to let his parents and the doctor put in.
Mike, I've got one more question for you.
Sure.
Were you always bipolar, or is that something that developed later on in life?
I had a real bad anxiety attacks. Couldn't sleep. It's been going on for a long time.
Before the military? Was that going on from before you were in the military?
After.
Okay, so after. That's interesting. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the information. 855-450-FREE.
Stressful situations can cause mental health issues that can last you the rest of your life.
That number, again, brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Let's go to Tim, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Unfortunately, I don't want to talk about bipolar.
That's okay.
Talk about what you want.
Anything you want.
I thought you guys would be interested in talking about the ATF. As you guys know, Eric Holder and the gun-running trick that they pulled down in Mexico got one of our border agents killed. Well, in an effort to make up for that atrocity, they've taken to harassing law-abiding gun dealers in the north.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
A buddy of mine, a fella, he's a Korean War veteran. He's run a gun store for the past 50 years. He is law-abiding, as the word to you. There is no law he does not abide by, especially in New York, where it's very difficult to sell guns, and
sure,
he's always been squeaky clean. So they send a guy into his shop to purchase a rifle. He says to my friend, I want to buy this particular rifle. My friend looks him up on the internet, you know, runs his name through the system, and it comes up that he has a felony.
Mm.
Can't sell you the rifle. 3 days later, the guy that tried to buy the rifle and a woman come in. The woman said, I'm going to buy this rifle. So my friend runs the lady through the system. She's clean. Sells her the rifle. She turns around, hands it to her husband.
In the store.
5 minutes later, here comes the cops.
Wow.
Wow. So, you know, I don't see how he could really, I mean, I get that there's, you know, a guy in the store, and I suppose he's supposed to know this and that kind of thing, but, you know, what if he doesn't remember who it is? He's wearing a different color shirt. I mean, am I supposed to, is it now the law I remember who's
who? Every customer who's ever talked to you?
Right. I mean, now do you have to check everybody who comes in the store? Because what if I go in the store with my four-year-old? He can't buy a gun, I'm certain of it.
Exactly. And they did it to my friend, and they did it to another fella, Hammond.
So is he facing federal gun charges of some sort?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Called both of them down to Syracuse, put them in front of federal judges.
And it's crazy. So this is pending right now. This case is currently pending.
Exactly. And both of these men are in their 80s. Both
Jeez.
Of these men have been running gun stores longer than any of us have been alive.
It's outrageous.
And run legal gun, you know, gun stores.
Right. And how many years in prison is he facing?
Say again?
How many years in prison is your friend facing?
They're looking at about 20.
So it's a life sentence. I mean, he's going to be, if he's in his 80s, he's going to be dead before he gets out of his prison. And all of this happening while Eric Holder, the head of the government's policing division, essentially, the attorney general is the head cop for the country, all the while he's been exonerated. I don't know if you heard that news, but surprise, surprise, the Justice Department's investigated and they've determined that he hasn't committed any crime, so he won't be prosecuted for contempt of Congress.
How could the Attorney General commit a crime?
He's just going to walk right away from it all. Tim, thanks for the call. I'm sorry to hear about your friend. I appreciate the information. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. We have a webpage that will give you resources that you can utilize to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, get into more ears around the internet. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get details on how to get a free bumper sticker there. Plus, you can download graphics and high-res graphics as well that you can use to do whatever you want with. Put them on your website or make your own logos, make your own T-shirts, whatever. It's all there for you. Flyers you can print out. Promote.freetalklive.com. Anything you can do to help Free Talk Live expand to more listeners, we really appreciate. So once again, promote.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls here. And by the way, if we don't get you on here tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week. So you can always call right back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And Mark and Stephanie will be hosting the Sunday edition of the show, and they'll be happy to take your calls. So we're going to start here with Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, I'd like to bring this all about and just bring it to a personal level and then kind of tie in with what you were talking about with Detroit earlier.
All right.
I have three cousins. Well, one is deceased, and their father married an individual who was very she was of ill repute, let's put it that way. And they went through it's always a personal choice. And then you have a government that allows or people's bad behavior. So what happens is the three kids are then placed with the mother. She abuses them, and as we go through life 35 years later, one of the sons grew up to be a CPA, has done real well for himself. The middle son, who was abused because he looked like the father, committed suicide, was a troubled individual, severe drug problems. But all through his life, he received free welfare, drugs, whatever he needed. And then the third son has had some serious mental issues all his life. So if you look at it from a personal behavior standpoint, and then when the government enables you to perpetuate this lifestyle, you then look at the police department, who's overwhelmed, because now magnify this by how many people out there are doing the same thing. When we're not having a society that provides jobs for people, and then when the government enables them to go on welfare, et cetera, this is the end result.
Yeah, it's. I can't imagine that people that are on welfare and used to being taken care of like that are very healthy mentally. I would agree with that.
Well, the lifestyle is perpetuated because you have so much idle time that you get into the drugs, you get into, and then they're the people that are break. And I want to make sure that we understand this. This is not a racial thing. This is a class. I'm as Caucasian as you come, and my relatives are Caucasians. And when people have the path of least resistance, they're going to go down. Idle time is the work of the devil. And then when the government on top of it perpetuates this problem, and then, you know, then it's a matter of, well, we have to pay the police to protect us from the criminals. Well, how about going to the root source? In Indianapolis,
great point.
We only have... Go ahead, sorry.
I say great point. I mean, you're right. I mean, the police are just cleaning up messes for the most part. They're not really stopping the original problem. And I think that a generation after generation of people being on welfare can be really detrimental. Now, obviously, there are exceptions, right? So, like, if mom and dad are on welfare, a lot of times kids are going to break out of that and they're not going to do what their parents did because they don't want to experience that lifestyle.
In some cases, but some people are just going to do what they're taught.
But absolutely. And in many cases, it's just going to continue generation after generation. Of course, the government benefits in the long run because, like you're saying, it gives them the excuse to expand police powers. But on a larger level, the more people that are taking benefits from the government, the more supportive the government is. I mean, the more the more likely people are going to say things like, "Well, we need to have the government because they take care of us." And as long as there are enough people out there that are on government doles, whether it be individually or corporate welfare as well. I mean, that counts too. As long as people are getting money from the government, that they're never going to vote to shut it down. They're never going to vote to make it go away. They're never going to take actions to change things for the better for the rest of us.
Well, look at this point. We're six generations into, we have a great-great-grandmother who may be 70. Then great-grandmother, grandmother, daughter, child. All are within that. So they've had kids every 13 to 16 years. Some have multiple fathers. There is no rule of law home alone. How is there going to be rule of law in the street? And you've got all these young kids out here running around causing all the crime because they know no better.
Kevin, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Reese, listening in Yakima in Washington to KUSA. Hey, Reese.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to comment about the bipolar conversation you guys were talking about.
Yes, sir.
I actually happen to be a dual disorder counselor. In other words, I counsel both mental health as well as chemical dependency, and so I work with this population that has either bipolar, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders, depression, hallucinations, as well as have a drug or alcohol addiction. And I was listening a little bit to the lady talking about the neuropathic and the homeopathic and natural stuff, and my experience is I've just never seen that stuff work. If it works for some people, that's cool, but my experience is I've never seen that work. People who have just believed so wholeheartedly that that works usually end up at one of our two state hospitals. We've just never seen any research that shows it has any effect.
Haven't they shown that recently? Didn't they do some kind of, I mean, there's a study that came out recently that the vast majority of people that have moderate to light to moderate depression aren't helped by the medications either, right?
Well, it depends on the medication and the person because it's basically all brain chemistry. One antidepressant, for example, may not work for one person, but it may work for another one because we're all individuals in terms of brain chemistry. In some cases, it also kind of depends on the medication.
Let me ask you this before we go on. These chemicals, wherever they get them from, exist in the world, right?
They exist somewhere, yeah.
They come from plants.
They are manufactured, though.
They can't
be manufactured.
Okay, they could be. And I'm just wondering if you can get these plants, whatever these plants might be that that contain these chemicals in whatever quantity they might be in, you know, this thing claims that it's been reviewed in 17 medical journal publications, 14 peer-reviewed publications. I mean,
this is the natural remedy that was being spoken of.
Yeah, the one that this lady mentioned. I know nothing about it and am not endorsing it. I'm just saying
I've not heard of it either.
I don't know. And I know that homeopath and naturopath are in two entirely different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not a prescriber. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist. I'm a mental health counselor as well.
And your experience is as valid as anyone else.
It absolutely is.
The lady who called earlier seemed convinced that natural remedies were working for her, and you say you've never seen it happen. So, I mean, everybody's got their own experience, and it's all entirely valid. But what would you suggest for Joey, who was calling earlier, and he's frustrated because he's got a doctor that's not telling him what he's injecting him with or what the dosage is or anything like that, and he feels like he can't go anywhere else?
Well, I didn't hear what state he was calling from because I didn't actually hear that call. I just got off
Arizona.
Arizona?
I think it was Arizona.
But it's, the deal is that no matter where he goes, whether it's private practice or community mental health agency like what I work for, there should be a client advocate or a patient advocate, basically like the complaint taker. If you're not happy about something about your treatment or you're not happy about something with your doctor, you can go to that person, and that person advocates for you, saying, look, the guys never tell me what it is that he's injecting me with, which absolutely he should be. And if there's something that he feels is not working, they should be able to talk about that and say, hey, you know what? I don't think this is working for me. Can we either adjust it to a higher dose or something different? And if he's not getting that communication with them, if it's a community mental health agency, there's got to be somebody over them, you know, like a team leader for whatever team this guy works
Reese,
on.
Thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate the call and hearing from you tonight. Kevin is on the line listening in East Texas to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Kevin.
How you doing? Man, I just caught y'all on the XM. I enjoy your show.
Excellent.
This privatization of these police forces, it brings to my mind a whole lot of legitimate questions. Is where are they going to get the funding? I mean, or who's going to be making, you know, the bylaws, and who are they going to be accountable to?
It's a good question. And now, I think what you're talking about earlier was our discussion of protection services. I don't use the term privatization because it has a connotation that suggests that there will be a corporation that takes over the government police. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an open market in protection services where who pays for it? The customers pay for it. Just like you currently pay for various different services and products that you buy from various different vendors and providers. So customers would pay for it. What was your other question?
Well, it was just ironic that y'all was talking about Detroit, and that's where the corporation, like in the movie RoboCop, that's where that was based at.
Yeah, but, that's true. You know, like, the other question was the laws, right?
Who would be accountable?
In an ideal world, we would have no government public property. You'd have all private property. So each piece of private property would be, the rules would be set by the private property owner, and then the enforcers would enforce those rules. And ultimately, if you're breaking those rules, you'd probably be removed from the property. If you're hurting somebody, then I think there's some extra steps that can be taken. But ultimately, I think that the rules should be very simple. Do no harm and honor your agreements. We don't need tomes and tomes and tomes of laws and regulations.
More laws than a man could read in four lifetimes.
Kevin, you can call tomorrow if you got more thoughts. We're out of time for tonight. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing. Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone! AutoZone.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.